We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We are beginning 11 lines from the top, and middle of the line, 11 from the top. First word, Lawrence Mayer, Tzricha. So we're starting from Aron Shlokish. We had a Machlokes in our Mishnah. If someone accepts a certain type of Dayan, or the same thing, he accepts a certain type of Shvua, it's a Machlokes if he could be Chayzer, he could back out. And when are you being Chayzer exactly? Aron Shlokish. Machlokes Fnei Gemar Din. The whole Machlokes is before Gemar Din. Before they settle the Din, before they give the verdict. After the verdict, it's too late. You can't be chayzer. But you know they already said the tainus. But before the gemar din, after gemar din, you can't be chayzer. That's what Rosh Lakish says. Rosh says no. Even after gemar din, they can say, you know what? It was a mistake. The whole thing. I never mentioned the thing. I want a normal dayin. I want a normal shvua. Sorry. So that's what Rosh says. Now, boilu la'achah gemar din machlekes al fnei gemar din divrei kol yachal achzavoy. Is a pshat. Machlokes is after Gemara Din, before Gemara Din, everyone can be chayzer. Dilma bein mezu, bein mezu machlokes. Bein machlokes is by both. Let's bring a raya. Toshima, Dama Rava. Rava says kibul olav korav apostle. He's in kabul. The korav apostle could be my dayin. So if nei Gemara Din yochel achzavoy, can be chayzer. Acha Gemara Din and yochel achzavoy. So iam bishlamo la'acha Gemara Din machlokes alaf nei Gemara Din divriyakol yochel achzavoy. If you hold that, Rabbi Yechonon said. That after Gemar Din is Machlokes, but before Gemar Din, Yochel Achzavoy, so Rava Damar Kav Yechonon, believe the Rabbanon, going to Rabbanon. Eli Amrit, Bein Bezu, Bein Bezu, Bein Machlokes, Rava Damar Kaman, who's Rava like? Because Rabbanon, both of them, ain't Yochel Achzor, and Mehel, both of them Yochel Achzor, who's he all like? Elav Shmari No, Lach Gemar Din Machlokes, Shmami No. Ah, you're going to ask me two kashas. First of all, maybe Rava is his own cheetah, like we said before. Maybe Rav Yechonon says Bein Bezu, Bein Machlokes, Rava's own cheetah. That Rashi answers. That before Rava said the words are machloikis, but this and not with that. Here doesn't say it. He says halach alamai. He says kibul lov kara pasul megarvin yochel achzavoy. So he's not saying a new pshat in the Mishnah. So therefore we know he has to be going like one, either Yechonon or Rosh Lakish. So that's why it's a raya. Number two, maybe he's going like maybe really Yechonon is machloikis by both, and he goes like Rosh Lakish. The machloikis is a fnei gemar din, but achem gemar din dvir kol yochel achzavoy. And maybe he's passing like a mayor maybe. That's why he says, "Afnei Gemar Din Yochel Achzor." Rashi says, "No, it wouldn't go like a Meir instead of the Rabbanon." Therefore, obviously, he's going to Rabbanon, and if he's going to Rabbanon, he says, "Before Gemar Din, you can be Chayzer. After not, it must be." The Rabbi Yechman says that the Machlekes is Dafka Achim Gemar Din. Before Gemar Din, Lekuli Alma Ain Yochel Achzor. What? Oh, well.
You said
Fnei Gemar Din Yochel Achzavoy. I said Ain, sorry, yeah. Fnei Gemar Din Yochel Achzavoy. That the Kuliyam, that he holds afterwards Ain Yochel Achzavoy like the Rabbanon. He holds after Gemar Din Ain Yochel Achzavoy like the Rabbanon. But before Gemar Din, Kuliyam Yochel Achzavoy, that means he holds. Very good. Shkarich. Shema Amino. Sholok Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chisto Rav Nachman Yaakov. You know, Adin Rabbeinu, teach me what's the halacha. Fnei Gemar Din Machlokes. Where's Machlokes? Before Gemar Din or after Gemar Din? V'halacha k'divrei mi. And who is the halacha like? Sholach lei. She answered him. First of all, la'acha Gemar Din Machlokes, which means the kuliyama before Gemar Din you could be chayzer, and la'acha Gemar Din Machlokes. V'halacha k'divrei chum. This is like Rava, that before Gemar Din you could be chayzer, after Gemar Din you can't be chayzer. Rav Ashi Yom, this was a shayla. It wasn't about Gemar Din. It was a different shayla. Rav Ashi Yom, halacha sholach lei. Betin law machlokes, I'm a machalach machlokes. Halacha k'divrei mi, who's halacha like? Shalach lei, sent to him. Betin law machlokes. Machlokes is by etin law. It means by machalach. L'kuli alma, you can't be chayzer by machalach. So by etin law machlokes, law k'divrei chamim that you can't be chayzer even by etin law. Mesura master hachi, b'mundis master hachi. Amar chanan yber shlamya. Shalchan beRav Shmuel, Yomadin Rabbeinu, Fnei Gemar Din, veKonu miYodei Mai. It's a four Gemar Din, and you made a Kinyan Mai. Shalach Lahu, that's Pashut. Ein LaAcha Kinyan Klum. We're talking about someone in a Kinyan Sudar, in order to strengthen his words. That's Pashut. That Ein LaAcha Kinyan Klum, and you cannot be Chayzer. That would be the Kuliyama. That's Pashut. That Ein LaAcha Kinyan Klum. L'Chari, we just finished saying Olam Adim was Fnei Gemar Din. Anyway, it's the Kuliyama. Here it's saying the Fnei Gemar Din, even though we said before Kuli Alma, Fnei Yochel Achzavoy, here we're saying a big chiddush that if you make a kinyan, then even the Fnei Gemar Din ain't Yochel Achzavoy, because a kinyan, this is a kinyan suda on your words, and it's a whole shaila. Can you make a kinyan dvarim? that the Mukiyasa talks about a stinking Advara. But either way, the whole part of saying the whole sugya is a shaila and smichas das, which means we're not sure you really mean it. But if you make a kinyan, that already shows that you really mean it. If you're making a kinyan, then that means you mean it, and therefore it'll work. I'll read you what it says in the Mukiyasa. Ein lach kinyan klom, kimin shikonu miyoda mitchilo shal yachzaboy, shuvin chayzaboy. You find the idea. I can strengthen my words when I smich is das. That's how it is. Ad kan the Gemaras and Mishnah is with Dayanim. Now I'm going to go to which Dayanim and Edom are psulim. Tonight we're talking about how you pick out the Zebair. Now we're going to talk about what type of Edom are puzzle and what type of Dayan's puzzle Edus. We know this idea called puzzle Edus. What does it mean puzzle Edus? So this is a long sugya, and we're going to start with the Mishnah over here. Ve'elu hein ha-psulim. These are the psulim le'edus. Rashi says, lodun v'le'ed. To be a Dayan and to be a aid. What are they? Ha-mesachik be'kuvya, which means someone who gambles. He plays with kuvya. Kuvya is like wood chips. It could be cards. He plays games like that, and that's how he makes his money. V'amalva b'rivis, someone who lends money with interest. U'mafricha yoinim, we'll see in the Gemara later on what mafricha yoinim means. Mafricha yoinim either means they race, the doves race, racing dove, birds, or it means something else. We'll see. V'soichu yishvias. The halacha is on Shvias, you're not allowed to make a store and sell fruit from Shemitah. If you do that, you're over a Isser in the Torah. I think it's Issa Asay. The Ochel is Chayra. And these things all make you postulators. What's the reason? Because this person is ready to be over a Isser in order to make money. And therefore, he's Chashud al Mamun. He's Chashud al Mamun. And even though Seichel Shvias is not really Gezela, but since he's willing to be over on Divrei Torah for money, so then we're worried that he's going to say, Eidus Shekel will be a dying apostle. Om Rav Shimon, B'tchil, the next words have to be explained in the Gemara. Om Rav Shimon, B'tchil, O'ikarin Oysen Oysen Shvias, beginnings to call them Oysen Shvias, Mish Rabba Anosim, Chosu Kresim Sarcha Shvias, start calling them Sarcha Shvias. We have no idea what that means, we have to see the Gemara. Om Rav Yehuda, Amesai, when are these people apostle Eidus? B'zman She'elim Umnis, they have no other job. This is their day job. Elohu. If you have a living job, so what's the reason if you don't have any other job, are you apostle? So Rashi says, someone just is oisin gambling, he's not part of Yishvelim, he has no idea of regular business, and he's not worried about a chet, and he has no idea what's going on, therefore he can't be an eight. That's what he's saying. Now, the Rambam learns a little different pshat in the Lomdus. He says that a job has to be something that you give back to society. That's called a job. A job you don't give anything to society, that's not called a job. Like the Rambam appears like this. So Adam ain't royaloy lis asik ba ilm hazeh el ba echa b'shnei dvarim. Oy b'tayra, k'desh tashm nashm b'chamasa. Either you work in Tayra. Oy b'malacha shemoyaloy ba'smadis ha-metziyas oy umdiyas v'aschayres. El shroyal ma'ad le'el v'harbis b'tayra. He says, you have to either learn Tayra or help society. You help people in business, you give them mortgages, you do anything like that, you help people. You're a plumber, you're a cashier, whatever it is, you're helping people. But you make money without helping people, without helping society, that's not called Einam Yishuv, Einam Minei Yishuv. That's not Minei Yishuv. Like upon him, that's the way the Rambam learns. But in any case, we have in the Mishnah four cases. Pesach V'Kuvya, Malva Ribbis, V'Yerim Sech Yishuv. So Tais says, why don't we say the obvious one, a Gazlan? What happened to the Gazlan? So Taisus wants to tell him that everything in the Mishnah are only possible with the Rabbanon. Gazlan's possible with the Raisa, because Pasuk says, Atoshes Rosh Aid. You can't have a Rosh as an aid. That's a Gazlan. These things are all the Rabbanons. And he explains why each one's the Rabbanon. Mesachi Bekuvya is only a Shalva Smachta. And Malva Ribbis is talking about Ribbis that's not Ktsutsa. It's only the Rabbanon. And so on and so forth. Ayin Shom and Taisus. Let's see the Gemara. Mesach HaBekuvya Ma'ika Ovid. What's wrong with Mesach HaBekuvya? Which Issa Gzela is Mesach HaBekuvya? Or is it an Issa Gzela? What's going on here? Omer HaMachama V'shem Dava Asmachta. V'asmachta Lekanya. Asmachta means that something that I don't really willingly give it. You know, when I play cards, Chashom, if someone plays cards, so then he thinks he knows how to play blackjack. He's a good guy. So he thinks he's going to win. Then when he loses $400,000, did not expect that. He didn't really mean that. He thought he's going to win. He thought he's so smart. So when he forked out the $400,000, it's really a geneva from him. Because he never really meant to, he didn't agree. He did not really agree. He thought he was so smart. That's called a smachta. Smachta means when you say you're going to give something and you don't really mean it. So therefore, people will play cards with each other or wood chips, and they're gambling. They're really stealing from each other. And therefore, Rama Chama holds it's a form of gzela. Smachta laikanya. Rav Sheshi says, no, it's not a problem of smachta laikanya. So it's not called a smachta. Why not? Because the way Rashi explains it is, he knows he doesn't know. No way he knows for sure to win. When you play cards or chips, whatever it is, you know there's a good chance to lose. Everyone, honest with yourself, you know. So you're masking. You plan on giving the money. You obviously know this is money. You're giving away money. So it's no problem of a smachta. It's not geneva. So what's the problem? Why is the Masach of the Apostle Eidus? Because he's not being part of society. My benayu, ikka benayu, the gomma am nosa kriti. If he has a different job. According to Rav Macham, he has a different job, it's still possible. He's a ganav. According to Rav Sheshes, if he has a different job, he is still kosher leidus. It's afraid to get more kasha from the Mishnah. You have to go as tanan. It's like a toshima. We have a colleague, Rav Macham, and Rav Sheshes, why Misav Kuv is possible? According to Rav Macham, it's possible as gneva, smacht lekanya. Rav Sheshes says the problem is, eino oisik v'yishuv shoyl. Tanan, om Rav Yehuda, emis saibes ban shein lehem umnes. Elohu. If he has a different job, then ksherim. Alma, time with the mastisim, mashum yeshuva shaloylamu. The kashla ramachama. We have the kashla that looks like Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the Mishnah and saying that the pshat of the Mishnah is not because of Geneva, because of Eidah Oisik Mishuva shaloylam. So it's a kashla ramachama who says that the problem is asmachta. V'chitem, you'll say, Pashat, pligi Rabban alad Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlekas. What do you mean? What's the kashla? Rabban hold that it's alts asmachta, and he holds that shuva shaloylam. So he says, Rav Shuma Levi says, Komokim Sha'omar Rav Yehuda Eimasai, or Ubameh, Bameh Varam Murim means, anything he says Eimasai in the Mishnah, he's explaining the Tanakhama. Einel fires Divri Chachamim. And Rav Yechanan argues on Rav Shuma Levi, says, Oma Eimasai Lefarish, Vubameh Varam Murim is Lachloik, but everyone agrees, Eimasai is Lefarish. Vukuli Ama Eimasai Lefarishu. So we're asking, how can you say Rav Chama that the problem is asmachta? Rav Yehuda explains the Mishnah. He says the problem is because he's ain't a oisik v'shuv shaloylam. So to Gemara, Gavra karamis. Rav Chama argues. Rav Chama holds that it is the machlekes. Gavra karamis. Mar sava pligi. Mar sava pligi. Rav Chama holds that they do argue, and I'm saying pshat lechacham. What do you want from me? And pshat lechacham is asmachta lekanya. Freit to Gemara, beloy pligi. Is Rav Chama not right? They're not arguing? You tell me, according to everyone else, they're not arguing? But Tanya went to Braisa. Bein sheyesh lo umnes, shaloihu. Bein sheyesh lo umnes, elohu. A masach of a kuv, yasai, if he has another job, sai, if he does not have a day job, either way, it is apostle. So mefurs is a problem of a smachta. So you see, mefurs is a problem of a smachta. So isn't Rav Chama right? So tomorrow, no, that wouldn't be a right to our Mishnah. That Brisa is Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rab Tarfani. Incidentally, it's Rabbi Yehuda, but Yehuda Mishum Rab Tarfani. The title of the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rab Tarfani, Lo'ilum and Echem Am Nazir, Lefish Le'nit the Nazirus El Lahafla. What's the case of Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rab Tarfani? The case was a fellow walked out of the Beis Medrash. And the Reuben and Shimon are sitting there watching this guy come out with his towels bag. And Reuben says, that guy's a Nazir. And Shimon says, that guy's not a Nazir. What are you talking about? He just needs a haircut. He's not a Nazir. So Reuben says, you know what? If he's a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir. And Shimon says, you know what? If he's not a Nazir, I'll be a Nazir. Okay? That's what they both say. And they find out he's talking not a Nazir. So is Shimon a Nazir? He said he'd be a Nazir, but the guy's not a Nazir. So Halacha is, no, he's not a Nazir. Why? Because Zeus has to be Klar. And since over here, they both weren't Klar, I said this and you said that, they both said the opposites. It's not clear, so it's not a nazir. So you see from this man the Amar that if you're not clear, it's not koina. Smacht like kanya. So that's why it's going good to that man the Amar that's smacht like kanya. That's why it's the same thing like by gambling where you're not 100% sure. Freik Toisvis, what shaykhis? Some say, if you know from other places, special din by Naziris, it has to be aflok, hiyafli, it has to be clear. That's a riot to us. What's riot to us? So Toisvis has two truths. One Tarotzi says, yeah, we learn that from there. Just like by a neder has to be klar, here also has to be klar by Smichas Das. His other Teretz is, he said like this, that if a Smachta would be a Smichas Das, then this would be Klar. If what I said is 100% true, I mean it 100%, so this would also be called Afla. I said if the guy is not a Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir. It's finished, you are. So it must be that what you say is not so klar, and that's why it's not afla. That's the second Teres Taisus, but in any case, that's what we learned so far. A Masachem Kuvi is Machlaikis, if it's a problem of a Smacht Lekanya, or it's a problem of Eina Oisek, be Yeshuva Yishal Oilam.